Everybody, okay, approach anubhuti, verse 78. Chakshur bhyam pramashila bhyam. Chakshur bhyam pramashila bhyam. Sarvam pati brahmatmakam. Sarvam pati brahmatmakam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam. Pashyatya jnana yogataha. Pashyatya jnana yogataha. Chakshur bhyam brahma shila bhyam. Sarvam bhati brahma atmakam. Tadvat atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogataha. Remember this bottom line. I'll translate it again for James and Paula. But this bottom line is just running all the way through, and it's going to go through for another 6 or 7 verses, 8, maybe 10 verses. So let's look at the top one. Bhyam. Instrumental dual. By the eyes, by the two eyes. Brahmashila bhyam is a compound that's adjectival to chakshurbham. Bhyam. By the eyes, which have a shila. When shila is used, often Shankara uses the word shila a lot. It means if a person has like a shila, it's a capacity or a propensity, or habituated to, or a way of being. You know, it's like if, for instance, if you have shama and dhamma, and you have dhamma shilatvam, it means your mind is just kind of naturally practices that. You're habituated to it. It's absolutely natural for you. And so here, brahma, chakshur bhyam, brahma shilatvam, it means by the eyes, which are just naturally defective. Like, for instance, if you had jaundice, your eyes, the brahma just means an error or a mistake. The eyes just, they have the natural propensity of having an erroneous or error-filled vision. Like, for instance, if you had jaundice, this is the example they use in India all of the time. Everything that you see.
That's because they get it all the time.
Everything you would see would be yellow. Another example, like say if the eyes are a little bit crossed or the muscles aren't equal, just because of the way the eyes are, you'll see double. And so they always use the example of as though seeing two moons when there's only one. Your eyes are seeing two moons because there's something wrong with the eyes. So here it says, Chakshur Bhyam, Brahmashila Bhyam. By the two eyes, which have that natural propensity to have an error, to be making an error, okay, in the way they see things. Sarvam, everything, bhati. Bhati means shines or appears. Here appears is a good definition. Sarvam bhati, third person singular. Everything, sarvam is neuter. Sarvam bhati, everything appears. Brahmatmakam. Now the atmaka at the end of brahma means appears as... For its nature, you know, it appears as being Brahma. It appears as having it appears erroneously. It appears in a mistaken way. So, for instance, if the Brahma is yellowness, then everything will appear to have that quality. The Atmaka, it has for its nature yellowness, has for its quality yellowness. So, what the Brahma is going to stand for any error, like, say, for instance, the error is seen double. It's not just the moon that's going to appear as double. Everything you see will have as its nature that particular error. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So Atmaka means it has for its nature the Brahma.
It's used reflexively here, not for Atma.
No, not for the Atma. It means has for its nature, its Swarupa, its Rupa, its for as its quality, depends on the context. So here, by the two eyes, because of the two eyes, which themselves have this air, whatever it may be, sarvam bhati, everything appears as having that air, whatever the air is. Brahma means air, mistake. Okay?
And the spelling of Brahma is Brahmin?
Brahma, B-H, R-A-M-A instead of Brahman. It's Brah, aspirate.
Brah.
Brahma.
Okay? Error.
Error or something erroneous or mistake. Everybody see that? So then it says, just to go over this bottom line, which is going to be the same, has been the same, Tedvat, like that. That is that indeclinable affix that means like. Tedvat, like that, Atmani on the self, that Atma, which is Brahman, Atmani, locative singular, Dehatvam, the status of being the body on the self, Pashyati. One sees, Pashyati, he or she, as we could say, one sees bodiness. One sees the body on the self. In English, it says in Sanskrit, one sees, Pashyati, bodiness. Right? Bodiness on the self. We would say one sees the self as the body. One takes the body to be the self. But literally, well, it is superimposing because of the locative onto the self. Bodiness is superimposed on the self. But literally what it's saying in the Sanskrit is, Tedvat, like that, Pashyati, one sees bodiness, the state of being the body.
That's Dehatvam?
Yeah, Dehatvam. That Tvam is the status of the state of the ness, N-E-S-S, the ness of something. So one sees bodiness on the self.
Bodiness.
I'm sorry, I wasn't here last week. So what is Jnana Yogataha?
Now we're going to do that.
Oh, sorry.
Well, we don't have bodiness.
What's the same language?
The word bodiness?
Yeah.
No, but I'm giving the literal translation.
Yeah,
like that.
But that's a lacking in English, you know.
Okay. Ajnana Yogataha. Ajnana Yogataha. That taha is the what we call in Panini tasil. It's an indeclinable affix, taha. And it gives the fifth case, ablative case, because of yoga, because of union, because of, in English we say, because of association with ajnanam, with ignorance. In English, because of having ignorance, because of having that yoga, because one has the ignorance. One is associated with ignorance. So because of association with ajnanam, because of having ignorance, one sees the bodiness. One superimposes bodiness on the self. So one sees the self as the body. Okay?
Beautiful.
Like that.
Very clean.
Very nice. So let's chant this and then we'll chant the next one. Chakshurabhyam pramashilabhyam. Chakshurbhyam pramashilabhyam sarvam bhati brahmatmakam sarvam bhati brahmatmakam tadvat atmani dehatvam tadvat atmani dehatvam pashyatya jnana yogatah pashyatya jnana yogatah alatham brahmane naiva alatham brahmane naiva vartulam bhati suryavat Vartulam bhati suryavat tadvat atmani dehatvam tadvat atmani dehatvam pashyatya jnana yogatah pashyatya jnana yogatah alatham brahmanena eva brahmanena eva vartulam bhati suryavat Tadvat Atmani Dehatvam Pashyati Ajnana Yogataha. Alatam. The Alata is the firebrand. Now, in the Mandukya Upanishad, in the last section of the Karika, Gaudapada's Karika, he has a whole section on the firebrand. So if you take, you know, sparklers, when you're a kid, did you ever take sparklers and go like that and make all kinds of designs? Mm. Here the firebrand is, you can take it like a stick, like a burnt ember is the firebrand, okay?
Firebrand, what's the word you use?
Or an incense stick.
No.
Incense stick, but they take it like it's like a stick that is charcoaled and burning. It's a firebrand. It's just a name for it.
The end of it is glowing.
The end of it is glowing.
And you can hold it, but the end of it is glowing.
Yeah. Okay. So now, imagine a firebrand with just to make this verse work. Say you've got like a stick, like this long, and half of it is glowing. Okay? About half of it is glowing. Now, so this is called alanta. So the alanta, brahmanena, by rotating it. Brahmana means swirling it. By rotating, just like eva is emphasis, indeed by swirling it, brahmana, making it go round and round and round. Vartulam, vartulam is a circle, like a globe. Vartulam means round. Bhati, it appears as vartulam is round. Suryava, like the sun. Right, so if you take a firebrand and you swirl it, then all you'll see is this round, this kind of round fire, like this, if you look at the sun. Yeah. So just like an alata, a firebrand, if you rotate it, if you swirl it, it bhati, it appears as vartulam, as round. Suryavat, vat, that indeclinable, like the sun, surya sun. Right? So just as a firebrand, by rotating it, by swirling it, indeed, eva, bhati appears vartulam, round, suryavat, like the sun, tadvat, like that, atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogataha, same line. Like that, one takes the body to be the self. There's bodiness superimposed on the self because of ignorance, because of association with ignorance. Everybody see it?
Well, this is really Shankar, isn't it?
Okay.
Brahmana.
Brahmana means swirling, whirling.
Okay.
And it comes from the same root, Brahma. The word Brahma.
Yeah, I was wondering. Because
let me tell you. The word Brahma means air, mistake.
Edward!
We're teaching that now. Class is going on. Brahma means also getting lost. Like a person can be wandering. It can be wandering, going around in circles. Lost, going around in circles. It also means air, mistake. So it depends on the context. Brahmana will mean whirling. It also be Brahmana. He's wandering around, you know, delusional, not being able to find his way. So, but Brahmana often means just whirling or swirling. And here, that's the meaning, right? So it comes from the same root, Brahm.
Does Brahmati also come from that?
Yeah. Because Brahm plus the T affix, the ma goes to ma. Right? The makara, Brahm plus T. The ma, if I were to do sandhi, the root Brahm plus T, the T affix, which makes it effeminate, the ma will go to the nasal of the ta class. So you're not going to have Brahmati. You'll have Brahmati. The bra becomes bra, Brahmati.
So Brahm is the root. And that is a verb?
Yes.
So it's to mistake or?
Yeah, to mistake, to err, to wander, to circle around.
Mm-hmm. So right, it all comes down to the, like Durga said, that's the root. And it seems to me like the word Brahma is the root of all of that. Really.
Brahm is the root. Then Brahm. Then you have Brahma.
Brahmta.
Brahmana. Brahmati.
Brahmati.
Now, these are all different affixes. Like if I take the root Brahm and add an a. A is an affix. It becomes Brahma. Anna is an affix. Brahmana. It creates a gerund. Like if I say gum, to go, gamana, going. If I say brahm, which means, say, to whirl, it's one of the, brahmana, whirling, right? You see what I mean? These are called crit affixes. Once you learn Sanskrit, what you'll learn is the verbal root, like brahm, or gum, to go, you know, or bud, to know, bodha. Bodhana, you know, buddhin. There's all different kinds of words that are formed off the verbal root. And so you're right to say, oh, there's, I see Brahmin there. Mm. Then you are thinking, is Brahmati coming from the same because it's kind of similar? Yes, it is, in fact. But after a while, after you learn Sanskrit, you'll learn some of these most common affixes, same 10 affixes. And you'll learn the rules for applying those affixes to the verbal root. And then you immediately have 10 words based upon that verbal root.
So the root plus the affix is a crit And a root plus affix is a tendita?
Tendita.
Tendita.
Yeah. Whoa. Very good. So let me just...
Whoa. It doesn't mean anything.
No, it is not happening. I'm just parroting.
If you have a verbal root that you want to make into a form of a noun, you'll add what's called a trit affix. Once you have the noun that's been made by the crit affix, now if you add another affix to this that's now a noun, that's called tadita.
And that tadita normally is ah, it elongates, right? That's the
it usually creates a vidi. Okay. It usually will create a vidi. Very often, not all the time, but many, many taditas will create a vidi for the first vowel. Not all of them, but for the ones we've learned.
Right.
Yeah. And so those tadita affixes are called derivatives. Because what we're doing is we're taking a noun and adding an affix, you know. So anyway, that's a really wonderful thing to learn in Sanskrit. It's very rich. And then you'll also know, like, that the T affix, like Bronte, Gati, you know, it's always a feminine noun.
What is Bronte?
Delusion, error. Oh. Then, don't worry too much. Then the T affix will always be feminine. The Anna, like Gamana, Brahma, always neuter. And so you see the affix, like Bodha, always masculine. Yeah. So this is, you learn these things.
Okay. Well, today's Saturday, not Friday.
Right. All right. Let's chant. They all, a lot of them.
Take it easy there.
Alatam Brahmane Naiva. Alatam Brahmane Naiva. Vartulam Pati Suryavat. Vartulam Pati Suryavat. Tadvat Atmani Dehatvam. Tadvat Atmani Dehatvam. Pashyatya Jnana Yogataha. Pashyatya Jnana Yogataha. Mahatve Sarva Vastunam. Sarva Vastunam. Anutvam Yati Durataha. Anitvam yati durataha tadvat atmani dehatvam tadvat atmani dehatvam pashyatya jnana yogataha pashyatya jnana yogataha mahatve sarva vastunam anitvam hi ati durataha Tadvat Atmani Dehatvam Pashyati Ajnana Yogataha.
Mahatve, is that what that says?
Mm-hmm.
That's a T and a V.
It's a double T with a V. Mahatve. That Tva affix is the abstract. The word is Mahat. It means something great. Mahat, the word Mahat as a...
Yeah, I see, but I don't recognize that as the double tone. It's a double tone.
Mahat means great or big or large. So here it says Mahatve. Let me do the whole thing, just without the twa, the twe. Mahatva means greatness, largeness. Sarva vastunam. Of all things. Say of all things, that of all large things. The largeness of all things. Like you could even say, like this earth is huge. The sun is huge. The moon is huge. There's mahatva. So when there is, for all things, vastu means a thing. Sarva vastunam, genitive plural. So for all these things, when there is mahatva, greatness, largeness, hugeness for all things, anutvam, tiny. Anu means very, very small. So smallness, he ati durataha, because of being far away. Dura means distance, far. Ati means very far. So because of being very far, anutvam, there is smallness. Is superimposed, is the understanding, on the greatness, on the hugeness of all things.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So, really, if you think of it, take any given thing, its size, you know, as mahatva. As it becomes distant, it becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. So say you take something that's truly huge, like a planet or the sun or the moon. That's the mahatva. For all of these things, for all of these things that are huge, there is smallness, anu, anutvam, on that anu. Anu, thanks. Anutvam.
How is there smallness on the planet?
Well, what size is the sun? It's huge, right? It's much bigger
small
than you.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, because of why? Distance. Atiduritta, because of the great distance. So because of great distance, we superimpose smallness upon that which is huge.
Oh.
Right? Because somebody doesn't understand, they'll say, the sun is just small, it's only this big. It's a very, very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Look at the moon, how small it is. So we're superimposing the size, a small size, on something which in fact is huge because of distance. That taha affix is that indeclinable affix that gives the fifth case. The mahatve is the thing which the smallness is being superimposed on. So there is smallness on the greatness.
Is mahatve, is it locative or instrumental?
Locative. A, like Rame.
Yeah.
Twaha is that state of being great, state of being huge. On that state of being huge, there is smallness superimposed on that. It's understood.
Then,
okay. He is indeed.
Indeed, okay.
Ati means a lot, great.
Uh-huh.
Dura is distance, far, very far. So ati dura means very far. Ati durataha, because of being very far. Right? You get it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's do it in English, sort of. On the state of greatness.
There is smallness, anutvam, in quotes, superimposed on the largeness, on the greatness, in terms of size, the mahatve, on the greatness of all things, sort of avastu nam. Ati duratah, because of the great distance. Because of great distance, anutvam, smallness, is superimposed on largeness. Smallness is superimposed on something that is very large, on things that are very large. Sarva vastu nam mahatve, on the greatness of all things, greatness in terms of size, on the bigness of all things, smallness, parents, is superimposed because of great distance. So in English you could say, you know, because of a great distance, very large things appear as though small. That's what in English we would say.
And then asti is again understood. The verb is not there.
The verb is not there. So asti is...
Because of great distance.
Because of great distance. Ati durataha. The ati gives the sense of great dura distance, or being far. Ati means very far. Ati dura, very far.
Is there another definition of anu, meaning the smallest of the small?
Mm-hmm. Anu, well, then we would say the anu of the anu, but smallest of the small. But anu means small. It can be atomic.
Anu also means atom, right?
Yeah, it can mean atom. But it can also just mean small. Small, tiny, atomic.
Can it mean awareness? Because
no.
No, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a state.
Yeah.
Let's chant it. So like that, on the one sees the atma as the body because of ajnana. Mahatve sarva vastunam.
Mahatve sarva vastunam.
Yeti du... Oops. Mahatve sarva vastunam.
Mahatve sarva vastunam.
Anutvam atiduratah.
Anutvam atiduratah.
Tadvat atmani dehatvam.
Tadvat atmani dehatvam.
Pashyatya jnana yogatah.
Pashyatya jnana yogatah.
Sukshmatve sarva bhavanam.
Sukshmatve sarva bhavanam.
Stulatvam chopanetratah.
Stulatvam chopanetratah.
Tadvat atmani dehatvam.
Tadvat atmani dehatvam.
Pashyatya jnana yogatah.
Pashyatya jnana yogatah.
Sukshmatve sarva bhavanam stulatvam cha upanetritaha. Tadvat atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana pashyati ajnana yogataha. This is the opposite. Sukshma means subtle, but it also means small, tiny. Okay? It doesn't just mean subtle. If you look it up in the dictionary, it'd be small, tiny, subtle. Okay? So, what is small? Sukshma tve, very small. Okay? Sukshma tve sarva bhava nam. Sarva bhava is the same as sarva vastu. Bhava are things that have come into being, so they just mean things. So, on the smallness, tininess of all things, so say there's things, a bunch of things, all of them are very small. So, on the smallness, tininess of all things, stulatvam. Stulat doesn't just mean physical, it also means large. The largeness, bigness, stulatvam. There is bigness, stula. Right? There is stulatvam, bigness, on little things. Bigness is as though superimposed on little things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Cha, and. Now going back, because we just did the opposite, so and bigness is superimposed on little things, upanetra taha, because of upanetra, netra of the eyes. Upanetra means bringing the eyes close to it. It also can mean a lens. Upanetra can mean a lens, like taking a magnifying glass. It also means, it can mean just bringing the eye right down, right up to it. Where then that thing is just, if you bring your eye right up to something small, then that thing is taking the whole, it's filling up your whole space, right? So it becomes very big, right?
Yeah.
So upa means to approach, so bringing the eye close to it. Or you can take it to mean a lens. Okay? So,
what's the meaning again in this sentence?
Largeness, bigness is superimposed on little things, on little things, because of bringing the eye up to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm. On the smallness of all things, there is bigness. Right? Literally, just a big, very gross sentence that we would have to put into English. Sukshma tve. On the smallness, sarva bhavanam, of all things, stulatvam, bigness, cha and, upanetrataha, from bringing the eye close. Upa means to approach, netra means eye, upanetra. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's chant it and then we'll take a little break and go into the vocabulary. Is everyone okay with it? Are you okay, Penny?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Sukshma tve sarva bhavanam. Sukshma tve sarva bhavanam. Stulatvam chopanetrataha. Stulatvam chopanetrataha. Tadvat atmani dehatvam.
Tadvat atmani dehatvam.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
Okay. Let's take a little break.